Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. Who's joining me today?
It's Laurie Mosley.
Hey, Laurie Mosley. This is starting to become a thing, like once a month now.
I like our monthly dates.
That's so much fun. And we're talking about March right now. We have all kinds of cool things coming up, including wearing all things green.
Oh, yeah. St. Patrick's Day this month.
I wonder what day that's on. I don't remember.
Isn't it always the 17th?
I don't know. I never paid attention.
I think it's always March the 17th.
It's not one of those like third Thursdays.
I'm pretty sure it's March 17th always.
So on March 17th, make sure you're wearing your green and you are prepared. My mother-in-law got me the cutest earrings because she said she didn't want anyone pinching me.
I was going to say, I bet you're a pincher.
I would totally be a pincher.
I bet you're a pincher.
I'm the person, though, who wouldn't remember that it's actually the day while it's the day. And I'd miss out on the opportunity until like three quarters of the way through. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on for St. Patrick's Day and all the fun things this month?
You know what? We're just going to call it March Madness. I know that's really about basketball, and I really don't know anything about basketball, but I do know that Mother Nature has spoken, and the tulips that are planted behind the Civic Center, Tulipalooza.
So it's Tulipalooza this weekend, and it's going to start this weekend, and at what time? How does that work? It's going to be at the Civic Center.
Let's not do any of that. So Mother Nature has kicked in, and we are going to launch Tulipalooza a week early. That's right. You can come to the Waxahachie Civic Center grounds and see tulips in bloom starting this Friday. This Friday. That's tomorrow, Julie.
And y'all, they're already beautiful. Like I noticed even last week when I was out there getting ready for the banquet and stuff. It's beautiful.
That is the reason why we don't want anybody to have to wait to come and pick those tulips.
Yeah. For sure.
And, you know, the great thing about Tulipalooza, too, is it benefits a lot of local nonprofits and great nonprofits around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so we're so grateful for the Tamiga family that plants those and works with all those charities to make that happen.
Very cool. I'm going to get me some tulips for my kitchen.
And you know what? And also, while you're there this weekend getting your tulips picked, you can also go inside because it is the Ink Masters Tattoo Convention. Tulips and tattoos, all right there at 2000 Civic Center Lane.
TNT.
Dynamite.
So, if you're looking for a good tattoo or a new style, I bet you there's going to be all kinds of ideas, fresh ideas out there for you.
Fresh tattoos. And then, as you had talked about St. Patrick's Day, the Downtown Merchants Association, they're hosting their St. Patty's Day beer stroll this coming Saturday, March 11th. Because we want to be a little bit in advance. So March the 11th, you can buy your tickets online there at downtownwaxahachie.com. And that benefits all those wonderful Downtown Merchants Association members and all the great things that they do.
Love it. And then on March the 16th, we have Sims Library is going to have their bookmobile ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. Guys, if y'all haven't seen that gigantic bus, it is pretty sharp. Have you seen that out there?
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to be a bragger. I don't like being a bragger.
Yeah.
But I'm the first, like, non-library person to, like, step on the bus.
I think you're officially a bragger.
I think I am. I just happened to be driving by when it arrived, and it was just great timing, and I was able to take photos of their team with the bus, so that was kind of cool. They probably needed somebody. I think it was a divine thing, I think, that I was there.
I think so, too. And you're a reader, so why not, right?
Well, I can read, but I'm not a reader. I want to be a reader.
I was trying to make it sound like you were a reader, whether you were or not, and you just totally, like, sold yourself out. I'm not a reader.
No.
Do they take that to the local, like, elementary schools and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They'll be taking it everywhere. I mean, it's on tour, and then just underserved areas of the population where they might not be able to get out to the library and stuff. So I'm super excited about that Sims Library staff and what they're going to be able to do with that bookmobile.
Love it. And then on March the 20th, Stretch Zone in Waxahachie is going to have their ribbon cutting March the 20th at 8 a.m. And if I didn't say already on Sims Library, that's 10 a.m. for that ribbon cutting. What else is going on? We have our Thursday Off the Clock on March 30th. And that is going to be hosted by Ellis County Art Association. If you don't know where that is, it's the cute little shop right next to Farm Luck that has the bicycle out front. They want you to come down there and check out what's going on. going on, check out the art, grab you a little drink and some snacks from 5 to 7 p.m. on March the 30th. What else you know, girl?
That is awesome. You know, the Art Association is one of our wonderful Arts Council members. And so also in that line, the Waxahachie Symphony Association, they have a big symphony performance on March the 18th.
Yes.
So we love that. And then not just to throw too much at people, but as we make our way through the month, we want you to plan for the Ellis County Rodeo.
Yeah.
That benefits the youth of Ellis County. That's March the 23rd through 25th. Also, the Lawn and Garden Expo.
Whee!
That's March the 25th. And then also Old Fashioned Singing is going to be at the Chautauqua as we, you know, just talk about all the fun that can be had. That's March 25th. And then at the end of the month, the grand opening of the Texas Theater in downtown Waxahachie, folks.
That's going to be really nice. I can't wait to see that.
And so if you're interested in all these dates or ticket information and everything that we've talked about, I know that you can get that information on the Chamber's website, but you can also get it at visitwaxahachie.com.
Nice.
We try to make that website really easy for people to remember. Visitwaxahachie.com.
Yes.
We've got all that information and more.
And at Rillyard Park, what just popped into my mind when you're talking about downtown, there's going to be so many different, like, workout classes and things on Saturday.
Oh, yes.
I know, like, Shelby Symmetry, we're going to be doing some, teaching some, like, boot camps and dance classes. And then another group will be teaching yoga. There's going to be all kinds
of
fitness.
Yes, Saturday morning fitness is a thing.
Oh, that starts in April. So that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
starting in April. We're actually kicking kind of off the season with the revival. There's a revival, Heart for Revival. That will be taking place at the end of March.
Okay.
And then as we make our way into April, I don't really want to blow everybody's mind with all the fun that's coming up at Rillyard Park, but I know you like a good sing-along.
Yes.
So if I said, Julie, can you sing something from Greece?
Don't.
Would you be able?
Tell me, you're the one that I want. What?
Beauty school dropout.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, anyway, just a little teaser. Okay. We might be doing a little sing-along.
Oh, my goodness.
On March. No, not March. April. April 15th.
You know what? I love Rillyard Park. That is like the coolest little gym. To me, that is just the neatest thing. I'm so glad that we're able to have that here in town.
We have a new coordinator. She's a cultural arts and programming manager, technically.
Yeah.
But her name's Danielle Gwynn.
Super cool.
Can't wait for everybody to meet her.
Yeah.
She's a lot of fun. She spent 10 plus years working out at Scarborough Renaissance Festival and Screams. So she knows about programming multiple acres and multiple stages and creating experiences that people will come back for. And that's what she's got planned for all of you listeners for
she's
the
like
rest
a
of this year.
Firecracker of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
And then very last thing I wanted to make sure I shared with you guys. If you're not familiar with the 40 Under 40, it's part of the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. But if you are someone here in business and in Waxahachie and you would like to find out more about that, you can visit the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. You can also email WYP@waxahachiechamber.com for more information. But they do all kinds of neat things. They have that 40 under 40 that they put on every year, that nice event. And then they do book clubs and they have monthly meetings and stuff where they get together. So if you are cool, young, professional, under 40 years old, please feel free to check it out.
What if I'm in denial and I still think I'm under 40?
Or if you're not cool and you're under 40. I mean, you're welcome to join. We're not. I mean, yeah, they won't take us old people.
No.
Wah.
Where's the geriatrics professionals?
Where's the 50 under 50? Where's the 55 or under 50? Or this? Yeah, anyway. So there's all
kinds of things. That's called the Waxahachie Senior Center.
So there's all kinds of things that you can check out.
Oh, hang on. The Waxahachie Senior Activity Center.
There's been that. You know what? I've been getting these random spam calls from the senior, some kind of senior plan. And I'm like, why are you I don't understand how I suddenly got on this list and I didn't realize it. But apparently, like in your late 40s, they start hitting
planting seeds.
Can you believe that?
They're cultivating you. Yes.
I'm like, it's not time for all these things.
AARP, you'll start getting those cards in the mail, too.
I got one. I ain't even talking about all that. Anyway, so anything else, Laura Mosley?
You know what? I think I'll just save anything else for the next time that
yes.
we talk.
All right. Wear your green. Have a good month. And we will talk to y'all next month. Bye.
Bye.